Get started, or let's continue over here in the inyanim of klalim of psak halacha. So in Os Aleph, which we're going a little out of order over here, so we're going backwards a little bit to Os Aleph. So the Shach over here discusses the notion of asking the same shayla to two different chachamim. So a little bit of background is necessary in order to understand the godliness of what the Shach is saying, and just how important it is, what he's saying, and what it's all based on. So there are two passages in the Gemara, more than two, but two basic ones. There's a Gemara Maseches Nida on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us, Yalta, Aisa Dama Lekame, the Rabbi Bar Bechana, that Yalta brought some blood to Rabbi Bar Bechana. She brought a kesem to Rabbi Bar Bechana to paskin on. Vitamila, and he paskin that it was Tamei. Hadar Aisa Lekame, the Rizav Reda Rehuda, Vidachila. And then she brought the same Shaila to Rizav Reda Rehuda, and Rizav Reda Rehuda was Matir. So says Gemara, Vehechi Abadachi, how could Rizav Reda Rehuda be Matir? That which Rabbi Bar Bechana had already answered, Ay, Vatanya, Bryce tells us, Chacham Shatime, that if one Chacham says Tame, another Chacham is not allowed to go and be Matayer, Osar in Chaver Rashay Lahatir, if one Chacham answers, another one's not allowed to come and be Matir, so how could it be that Rabbi Yitzchak ben Rav Yehuda was allowed to be Matayer, that which Rabbi Bar Bechana was Matame, and Matar Matame really, when we're talking about Nida Labaila, is really being Matir, that which was Os, that which the other one asserted, it's Isra Vaheter, right? As we know, Nida Labaila is not a din in the famous Kuzari, it's not a din in Tum and Taru, we're not knowing Tum and Taru anymore, Bizman Azeh, it's a din in Isra Vaheter. So how are you allowed to do that? So the Gemara explains, Meikara Tui Havim Tamila, that initially he was Metami for her. But then she informed him, she said, you know, I know that Rabbi Bar Bechana was Machmir, but I ask him the same Shaila all the time, and he's always Metaher. And I know that he had a headache today, and he wasn't seeing things clearly today. So then he was Metaher. So Mimahemi says, well, you're going to just trust a woman to say that, you know, that it's the same color that I always ask on, and it's that he had a headache. Say in Batani, Amenas Yishalom, because I reason, Vavadiv, that a woman is Amenas to say that this is the color that I see all the time, and to identify that color. We assume that she has an eye for color, and she's able to identify it. And therefore, it turns out that the original Chumrah was Betotus. So what emerges from this Gemara is, number one, that a Chacham is not allowed to paskin l'kula when a previous Chacham paskined l'chumra. What we don't know is, what about the opposite? When a previous Chacham paskins l'kula, can a second Chacham come along and be more machmir if the person is asking the shayla? Now, most of the time it doesn't come up, because the person gets their heter and they run with it and they're perfectly happy and they're not going to go around asking any more questions, but sometimes it does come up. Remember we had that maisa, I think I told you guys about that, one of my chaverim told me that he had a shayla, his wife did a hefsek tara 6 minutes after shkia. So we called up Rabbi Neuberger, who he asks all of his shaylas to, and Rabbi Neuberger was not available at the time, so he called up a different Rav, who's the Talmud of Rav Meisha Feinstein, and the Talmud of Rav Meisha said, it's fine, it's within 9 minutes of shkia, it's fine, it's good for hefsek tara. And then Rabbi Neuberger called back, and Rabbi Neuberger said, not okay. He never told Rabbi Neuberger that he had already asked the shayla, he just asked the shayla again. So Rabbi Neuberger said, not okay. A minute after Shkia, like the tradition of our Rebbein, like of Shachter of Willig, hold, that you can't even do a minute after Shkia. So now he had gotten a heter, but now he asked the second Shaila. So is the second Chacham, had Rabbi Neuberger known that the first rabbi was Mekel, would he be allowed to come and be Machmir? Right? That's not clear in the Gemara. Also, what emerges from the Gemara is that if it's clear that the first rabbi was mistaken, then the second rabbi is allowed to paskin against it. Meaning, in this case, he was chash be'enei. He normally paskined one way on these shaylas, and he was just a little bit off that day, so he's chash be'enei, so he's clearly mistaken. So then you are allowed to change the psak. So that's one gemara. That's nidda dav chafam beis. Then there's another gemara in the first paragraph of the Zara, dav zayin amad alif. The Gemara tells us, Tan Rabbanan, Hanisha l'chachem v'timei, lo yisha l'chachem v'yitayir, l'chachem v'asu lo yisha l'chachem v'yatir. That if a shayla was asked to a chachem and he was machmir, you can't have it asked to a different chachem to be mitayir. If he was asur, it can't be matir. Hayushnayim, echem v'tami, echem mitayir, echem osu, echem matir. But what if two chachem were sitting together and it wasn't that there was one that came before the other? You just have two chachamim that have different opinions. So how do you deal with divergent opinions? So says the Gemara, there are some klalim, and we started to discuss some of these klalim. If one of the chachamim is a greater chacham than the other, good, follow that one. Otherwise, if it's a din d'oraisa, certainly you're going to follow the machmir. Rabbi Shimon Karchom, well, it sounds like even for any din you can be machmir. Then Rabbi Shimon Karchom er b'shal Torah halachachar machmir b'shal sofrim halachachar meikil. No, that has a din of a suffik, and therefore if it's a din d'oraisa, some d'oraisa l'chumr, it's din d'rabanan, suffik d'rabanan l'kula. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Then it all depends whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. So the klal that emerges from this Gemara is once a shayla is asked and you get a chumrah, the shayla cannot be asked again. Now this Gemara is not as clear about who the isser is on. Is this an isser on the second chacham, or is this an isser on the person to ask the shayla again? Meaning, once you've already asked the shayla and gotten your answer, are you even allowed to ask? Or is it just a din in or maybe you are allowed to ask, and it's just a din in the chacham that the chacham is not allowed to answer? That Gemara, the Gemara is not abundantly clear about that. What the Gemara does tell us is that if you have an already established machlokas, it gives us two basic rules in how to paskin. Rule number one, go with the greater authority. And rule number two, if they're equal, go with Sabik Darais Luchamas of Drabanan Lekula. Now, Tosos and the Rush, well, let's start with Tosos. Tosos and Mesechas Nida on Dav Chafim Bey says, I don't understand what's going on with that story with Yalta. Right? That first Gemara, Yalta has Dam. She shows it to one Rav and he's Machmir. Then she goes and she asks Rav Yisrael with Rav Yehuda and he's Metayer. Why is she showing a different Rav? Doesn't she know the Gemara of Avodazar Dav Zayin? Hanisha Lechach Metime Lo Yisha Lechach Metayer? Meaning, what's Tosos asking? Tosos is assuming that the Isser in Avodazar Dav Zayin is an Isser not on the Posek, but on the Shalel, right? And how could Yalta do that? It's the Asur to go ask the Shaila again. So answers Tosos, no, that assumption is incorrect. V'yeshlomer, d'kpeda lo havya ashoel ela achacham. That there is no Isser on the Shoel. The whole Isser is on the Chacham. Aval HaShoel, you shall come HaShirtza, Dimitav Chachi, Dr. Gudavar. If you're a Shoel, ask all you want. Go asking the same Shaila to 200 people. A lot of times you find like that in like Tshuva Sfarim, particularly like in in the latter part of the 20th century. So a lot of times, if you look at like Shevet Alevi and Mishnah Lachos and Be'er Moshe and Betzalach Chachma and Minchas Yitzchak and like all these types of Tshuva Sfarim, you see that there was one guy who had a shayla in his head and he sent it to as many rabbis as he could. Good. Then you get so much Torah written on that topic. You get so much discussion. Nothing wrong with that. Tosa says you can go ask all you want. That's perfectly fine. But the Chacham has a limitation. The Chacham is not allowed to be Mekel once someone else, Aval HaChacham, Ela HaChacham, Aval HaShol, Yishol Kama Shiyasim, Tavre, Tavre, Tavre. Upam Sharishon Tov, Yisrael Tavre, Tavre. Not only that, sometimes by asking multiple people, you'll chop a mistake. It will turn out that the Chacham said something that wasn't correct, and you never would have chopped it without asking somebody else who's able to point out the flaw in the logic. And one thing we said from the Gemara in Nida is that if there was a clear mistake, then the Pesach does get reversed. So you want to be able to chop a mistake. So there's nothing wrong with being shol, but if you're a Chacham and it's a matter of judgment and it wasn't a clear mistake, then you're not allowed to disagree. You're not allowed to say Lekula when someone already said the Chumrah. So that's what Tosos writes. Now Tosos in Avodah Zarah raises a different question. Tosos says, "Vim Tomer, v'chi lo yishal lekol acham yadum zem zeh ulay yeshivu midvarav." He says, "I don't understand. Why can't you ask?" Again, Tosos working with the assumption that it's usher to ask. He says, "I don't understand. Why can't you ask as many people as you want? And then maybe the Talmid Chacham will talk it over. And then maybe the guy will be chozer. So isn't that a good idea to ask?" So the Yeshlomer Deinu Asher LaShoel Im Lo Yodia Lo Kvar Shalti Uplovi. Ooh, so Tosos adds a caveat. Yes, a Shoel is allowed to ask multiple people, but the Shaul has to inform the second Chacham that the Shaul has already been asked to the first Chacham. Kvar sha'alti l'ploni va'asoli. Avel momelo, kvar sha'alti ploni Chacham mutter, avel, as long as you say, I already asked Chacham ploni, good, then it's mutter. Avel vaday ha'chacham yizar shalo yatir. It's a din in the Chacham, though, even when the Shaul is allowed to do it, the Chacham has to be careful not to be matir, unless you know that the other guy is a Toa b'dvar Mishnah, or even a Toa b'shikol adas, and the Gemara is ki'idach, is against his shikol adas. So then it would be a different story. But then Tosos adds, what about being more machmir? What about if the previous chacham was mekel? Is the second chacham authorized to be more machmir? So Tosos writes, v'davka osar in chaveru rashi lahatir, avalim hitir chaveru rashi lahatir. That it's one direction. There is a reason the Gemara gave all of those examples. So in general, when the Gemara could have given an example in two directions and only gave examples in one direction, so there are two ways to approach that, right? Sometimes you approach it by saying, it's meduyuk. It's only in that case that the Gemara spoke about it. That's the only time it applies. Or you could say the Gemara's diber behoda. It speaks about the most common situation. More commonly, a person is unhappy with a chumrah than a person being unhappy with a kula. I've had people that are unhappy with kulas where they've asked me a shayla, and I pass on the kula, and they absolutely could not accept it. Okay, so that's fine, I guess. You know, there are some people that just cannot stomach a kula. What was the line of Shlomo Zalman? I don't remember the context, but it's a kula she'ein tzibur yuchal lamud ba. Right, that there are certain kulas that the tzibur just can't they can't handle certain kulas for whatever reason. So how do we understand this? The fact that the Gemara Nidan, the Gemara Avodah Zarah specifically talk about a previous chacham being machmir and the second chacham being mekel, and that's where there's a problem. So does that tell me that the problem does not exist in the other direction, or that exists but it just never happens? So Tosfos says, no, the problem doesn't exist in the other direction. Im hitir chaveru rashi lesor. Tosfos says, but there's Yerushalmi in Masechet Shabbos and Perek Blazer Demila. There Rabbi Simon Shar of Rabbi Ami Aser. There Rabbi Simon Paskin something in the Kula and Rabbi Ami Paskin the Chumra. Ik bin Rabbi Simon, that Rabbi Simon got upset. How could you paskin l'chumma after I already paskin l'kula? V'loke t'ni, hanisha l'chacham v'hitir lo yisha l'chacham shem v'yasar? Isn't there such a din that you're not allowed to be shol l'chacham after the shal has already been asked and answered? Amma mashma d'hitir in chaveri rasha l'esa. Yushalmi sounds like you're not even allowed to be machmir if the first posik was mekil. So it tells us, no, you're reading the Yerushalmi wrong. Sometimes you have to read things with a different tone of voice, right? In a bitmiha tone. Rav Shatovi says about Rav Soloveitchik that one of his genius as an orator was that he was able to say things just by reading the Gemara without translating a single word, or reading a pasuk without translating a single word, and you understood pshat in the pasuk. It was like unbelievable. He would just, that's what the pasuk means. All he said is the words in the pasuk. How do you know? Because he just knew how to make the tone and the inflection and when it should be bitmiya, whatever. And you maybe didn't realize that. You just hear it like that and it's like, that's what it meant. So that's, so says the Gemara, you have to know how to read Yerushalmi. Says Tosfos rather, you have to know how to read Yerushalmi. Hachit Yerushalasam. Am I if with Rabbi Simon? What the Gemara is saying is, what's Rabbi Simon getting upset about? V'lo keintani kolomar v'lo einu shanu b'shum makom anishal l'chacham. It never says anywhere that if one chacham is matir, the other guy's not allowed to be machmir. Meaning, it's not saying, don't you know that if one chacham is mekel, the other guy can't be machmir. It's saying, it never says anywhere that if one chacham is mekel, the other guy can't be machmir. Of course you can be. There's nothing wrong with being machmir. So Tosfos says that this rule limiting the second chacham is only a rule limiting his capacity to be mekel, but it does not limit his capacity to be machmir. Tosfos points out, Gemara Chulin Daf Mem Tes, by a machat that was found in Simfona Rabba de Kveda, a certain part of the animal's anatomy, where it's a trefa shayla, that huna mar bridra of idi tarif, ravada bar minyumi machshir. But over there it sounds like the one that said that it's trefa came before the one that said that it's kosher. How could they have the same shayla and the second one be mekel? Hasam shneim ayu beveis hamedesh gishnishala shayla. That's they were both in the Beis Medrash at the same time. When two people are in the Beis Medrash at the same time, the Shaila comes up. They can argue it out. There's nothing wrong with that. The issue is once you've already received your Pesach Halacha. Okay, so what emerges from this though, so this is a very great Chiddush, that it's only one directional. Meaning, why would that be the case? One has to question. Why would it be that only when I got a chumrah, I now can't get a kula? But if I got a kula, I'm allowed to get a chumrah? What's the basis for it? So you have to figure out first, what's the basis for this whole halacha in the first place? Right? Why is it that I'm bound by the first psak? Why can't I follow a different psak? If I ask another chacham that's of equal stature, maybe even of greater stature, why can't I follow that psak of the other chacham? What's the issue? And then we can, if we understand what the issue is, then we can understand why it only works in one direction, not the other direction. So for this, the one who spells it out is the Rush in the first part of Avodah Zarah. The Rush in the first part of Avodah Zarah writes, Tana Rabbana, Nisha l'chacham v'timei lo yisha l'chacham v'yatayim. L'chacham ba'asa l'yisha l'chacham v'yatir. Tema lama lo yisha l'chacham acher ulai toa rishon maksurei ha'sheni. So the Rosh asks the same question, those that ask, why not? It always pays to talk in learning. It's a good idea to ask the question. Maybe you'll get the guy to change his mind. U'pir shri dachi kama. Lo yisha l'chacham acher b'stam k'dei she'yatir lo v'yismoch ala ra'asa. I mean, the same answer as Tosos. You just can't ask it stam. You have to tell him, because you have to tell him that I'm not asking you so that I can follow your psak. I'm asking you so that maybe you can convince the first chacham in case he made a mistake. I want to clarify everything, but not to just like a regular psak halach that I'm following your psak. But here's where the Rosh adds something Tosos didn't say explicitly. Dekivan dekvar asru arishon v'shavya chaticha di'isura ein lo l'smach halach v'shayatir enimo. Whoa, there it is. Right? That the reason you're not allowed to ask a second rabbi after you already got the chumrah from the first rabbi is shavya nafshi chatich di yisura. That when you ask a shayla, it comes with the assumption that you're going to be bound by the psak and that you're accepting that psak. Accepting that psak is shavya nafshi chatich di yisura. Once it's shavya nafshi chatich di yisura, you're not able to back out in it, right? Where do we have shavya nafshi chatich di yisura? You have a woman claims to be mekudeshes. So she needs a get, even though we don't. She may not be Naimenes that she's Mekadeshes, but she's going to need a get because Shavya Nafshech Disur. She claims she's an Eishes Ish. Or we learned Nida last year, right? A woman claims that she's Tameya, and in order to, and then she said, "I was just joking," right? Meshata Nibach. Well, without a Namasla, she's Asura. She's we assume that she's Tameya. Why do we know for sure that she's believing? No, but Shavya Nafshech Disura. That we assume that Shavya Nafshech Disur, that you're accepting upon yourself that psak. Sometimes Rabbanim, you'll get shaylas where people call and say, "I don't want a psak. I just want to understand the Indian a little bit more." Meaning they want to, they're feeling it out, right? They want to know if you're the person they want to ask the shayla to. So they want to hear what you have to say. Like a woman came over to me at a wedding the other night. My son is coming back from 2 years at Nativ, and he wants to go to Neri Yisrael. How do you like YU? I'm like, I like YU a lot. Okay, good. Can you talk to him? You know, first of all, I didn't make sure that I was going to say the right thing, right? Oh, you're like, why are you? Okay, good. So now, would you mind talking to my son? I like Neri Yisrael a lot also. I love all the yeshivas. They teach so much Torah. Yeah.
If they're not Mekabel the Psak, they should be able to go to another person and ask him the Shaila. It's not really Shaila Nafshe.
By asking the Shaila, you're being Mekabel. Meaning, That's the assumed relationship between Shoel and Chacham.
But if you're like, if you're going to ask another Shoel, you probably weren't Mekabel of Sat.
Or you thought it would be something else, or you're having second thoughts about it. But at that time, I mean, every Shavya Nafshe, at some point you were Shavya Nafshe, and then you decided later that you want to change your mind, but it's too late, because Shavya Nafshe binds you. But that's the assumed relationship between Shoel and Chacham, that you're being Mekabel, whatever Psak the Chacham is saying, unless you say explicitly that you're not, right? Like if someone says, I just want to talk to you in learning, I just want to feel out what the situation would be. So that's fine, then he's not Mekabel the Psak L'chore, if it's a Din Shavya Nafshe. Or, let's say you're asking a Shaila for somebody else. You're not asking for yourself, you're asking on behalf. That happens to Rabbanim all the time. Right? I get a Shaila, I don't know the answer, but I'm going to call Rav Shechter, I'm going to call Rav Willig, I'll call Rav Asher Weiss. I'll speak to different Rabbanim and ask the Shaila. So the first rabbi I speak to binds the Shoel to a Psak. He's waiting for my answer. He's not waiting for whichever. So I could feel it out, see what the different Rabbanim say, and see what seems to be the most correct, what seems to be the wisest Mahalich, given the situation. Right? If it's about Shavya Nafshe, Psak's not Nogea me, it's Nogea the Shoel. The Shoel was not Shavya Nafshe just because I asked the first Shoel.
Who's the Chaticha in this case? Is it
Oh, so that would be another nafkamina, right? Meaning, if Shavya, we'll go through all the nafkaminas, whether it's a din and Shavya. Meaning, let's back up a second. We're getting ahead of ourselves. What would the other option be? Meaning, before we said Shavya and Afshir, what's the other option as to why you can't ask a second rabbi? Meaning, if you were to ask a balabatish, meaning you were to just ask anybody, someone who never learned in yeshivas before, why do you think it is? Tell them there's a rule. If I ask a halachic question to one person, I'll ask a halachic question to another rabbi. What would they say? What's the basis? Kavu, right? It's in Kavu Rav, right? This is all, that's where we are here in Yardaya, in the area of Kavu Rav. It's in Kavu of the first rabbi. But it would be a huge nafkaminas, right? It would make a huge difference whether it's din kavod or din in shavya nafshe. Take a look at the shach. The shach spells out most of the examples. You don't even have to, you don't have to make stuff up, right? Take a look at the shach in the south. Chacham sha'asav v'chala ra'asav nespashto mutal lishal l'sheni rak sheyudiyu sha'asav rishon. Yeah, if you're going to ask a shayla to a second rabbi, you have to let him know that the first guy said asir. V'mevarish harishon talbit harmishon talbit shulka adas well derech shesvar v'chosh mishva simlchav hey. But if you know that the second guy, if after asking the second guy, it becomes evident that the first guy made a major mistake, like he was talbit bar mishna or he's talbit shikul adas, and the details of what it takes to be talbit shikul adas is in chosh mishva simlchav hey, yachal lahatir, then the second guy can be makel. But if it's not clear that the first guy was wrong, it's just that I disagree with him or I have a different Kabbalah, even if the first guy admits he changes his mind and he says, you know what, you're right, I agree with you, it's good, not that I was mistaken, but my judgment changed, so can the shoal now be still us? Why? L'chara, that's enough kamina between Shavya and Afshe or Kavod. If it's din Kavod, so he was machal al Kavodo. He said that, no, don't be mechavid me that way anymore. Now this is my Kavod, because now I hold otherwise. But if it's Shavya and Afshe chetichad yisur, the person already accepted the psak, and it wasn't a mistake. If it's a mistake, then the Shavya and Afshe won't be binding, because it was Shavya and Afshe betolos. But if it wasn't a tolos, it wasn't a tolos b'dvar mishra, it wasn't a tolos b'shikol adas, if it wasn't a toast, then it's going to be binding. Well, the material ain't a mutter. The shaviyah chetichat yisura. The yeshom shafilu hasheni gadol menem chacham minin en yachal ha'atir. That even the second chacham is greater. Now, that's enough community number two. Because if it were didn't kavod, so the second chacham is greater. I don't have to be mechabed the first chacham at the expense of someone who's greater. I mean, it's not a lack of kavod to say if you ask me a shayla and then I give you one answer and they say, by the way, I asked Rav Shechter and you follow Rav Shechter's psak. That's not a lack of kavod to me. That's the hierarchy of the rabbinate, right? That's the hierarchy of people who learn Torah. But if it's shavya nafshe, so then you're stuck, right? Some say it's mutter with the government. Vim hitir rishon yochal sheni lasar. Third thing, that if the first guy was matir, the second guy could ask him. Now, if it's din kavod, no, he can't. But if it's din shavya nafshe, yes, he can, because there's no such thing as shavya nafshe chaticha de teira. There's only shavya nafshe chaticha de isura. Vim shev yoshim besamedrish lochala adayin haras rishon yochal sheni lahatir. And if there was no previous hara, they're just discussing, and the hara was never fully accepted. They're talking it out. That happens all the time in our Beis Medrash, right? I was once walking through the yeshiva and I saw Rabbi Neuberger, Rabbi Sabalovsky talking. So I went over. Let me ask you a shayla. Who? Whichever. I don't care. You just throw the shayla out. One says one. One says the other. And they talk back and forth. So the first one to speak, which neither one ever, they're always pointing to the other one, but the first one to speak, that's not going to bind anything. They'll wait till the conversation is over. Because of Sodavar, how many nafkaminas did we have so far? Three, four?
Four,
okay. Fifth nafkamina. Because of Sodavar Atzma, Aval B'maisa Acher Yachol Lahoros Heter Im Lo Sharish Nasu Mishum Chomra Mishum Siag V'Gedah. That it's only on the very same item. If you have the same exact shayla that comes up on a different item, let's say when I started the shul in North Woodmere, So there were a number of families that had moved from Riverdale that had previously done Rabbi Willard Shul. So we were all very young families. Everyone was having children and always pregnant or nursing. The women were always pregnant and nursing. So when it came to fasting on minor fast days, so women who were neither pregnant nor nursing but were within 2 years of childbirth, Rabbi Willig is makel that they don't fast on minor fast days, other than just Tishvah Yom Kippur. Anyone within 2 years of childbirth, that she has a din of the Menachas. So they, I got the Shaila, whether they have to ask the Shaila. Meaning, they asked about last year's Shabbos of Batalas, but now it's this year's Shabbos of Batalas. Now, the Shaila is the same Shaila, but they asked, but the Chaticha is a different Chaticha. They asked about last year's Shabbos of Batalas, about this year's Shabbos of Batalas. So if it's a din Shavya Nefesh Chaticha di Isura, so then it's only on that Chaticha. And then next time the Shaila comes up, go ask someone else. Learn your lesson. Don't ask the guy who's Machmir. Go ask the person who's Mimekel. That's fine. But if it didn't come in a Rav, I got the Pesach about this Halacha from this Rav. Now I'm going to go and get a Pesach from a different Rav against the Pesach that I got from this Rav. So maybe it would be a violation of Kavan Rav. So all five of these points that the Shach makes, L'chara and Afkamina, is in this Chakira, and he takes very strongly, he seems to be siding with the point of the Rash, that is Shavya Nasha.
In that particular example, it's probably also not a lack of Kavan Rav, because they now have new Rav.
Right. In the example I gave, right, it maybe wouldn't be a lack of Kavan Rav. Let's assume it wasn't Rabbi Willig, right? Meaning, assuming it was someone of equal stature with me. Right, so then it wouldn't be a lack of covenant, right? Because it's understood.
Does it matter the type of shayla? Let's say it's a chadrit hadarim, is a very embarrassing shayla, and the first rub will never find out that you went to ask the second rub. Would that make a difference for a covenant
rub? I mean, for covenant rub, it's not going to be a lack of covenant because no one will ever know. I don't know. Is covenant rub only something that he feels? Right, it's like standing for a chacham that's a suma. What?
Like he's not, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a din in the bein adam la'atzmo?
Right. So that's black and white in Shulchan Aruch, no? Right here.
Rabbi Lewis?
Yeah.
I'm a Zoom participant.
Yes.
I was wondering, can I ask a question?
Yeah, for sure.
Why is Shavya Nafshei Chatiba Be'Shura more common than a neder?
We'll get there. It might be nether. Shavya Nafshei might be nether. We'll get there. I'm just looking. The Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mem Dalet talks about standing for Talmidei Chachamim, right? Does he talk? I thought he has a case where the Chacham doesn't see.
You're be thinking of the case where the closes his eyes so he won't see them.
That you definitely have over here, right? That you have. But I thought in Shulchan Aruch we talked about that also. I don't know. Okay. So these are the nafkaminas, right? In this discussion. Now, what are the mechanics of Shavya Nafshei? Assuming that it works within Shavya Nafshei, how does Shavya Nafshei work? So the Ketzos in Siman Lamed Dalet, Os Dalet writes that it's just like Hodas Baldin Kamei Eid. And the Debuda writes in Nadur Tinyana in Abnezer Siman Chav Gimel at the end of the Tshuva that it can't be a din of a neder. It has to be something other than a neder. Because then Rabbi Kiva never would have told Rabbi Shur to go to Rabbi Gamliel with his money belt, like the Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah, on the day that he thought was Yom HaKippurim, if it was a Din Neder. also the Rambam in Yisrael Bia Perek Chav Halach Yud Gimel says that you get Malkus based on Shavi Anafshe, which makes it sound like it's a Dinin Manus, that the person has believed that this is in fact Asu. A Masla works to undo Shavi Anafshe. That's a little bit difficult, right? Because now a Masla doesn't work to undo a Hodas Baldin. So it sounds like it's not exactly the same as Hodas Baldin. Shita Mukbetza says, no, Shavi Anafshe is a Din Neder. He writes, Nemelo Osrolov, Milsa Dablos Mishwarish betray Arpi. Oda Kamer Nemelo Osrolov, Pirishta Bal Nemelo Osrolov, Konda Asi Bal the Beidina Kadela Osrolov, Lachi Nemadav Shav Nafshe Chetiv Yisur, the Kimdas the Beidina Kamer Dare Yasu Alav, Beidu Chavitz Bahare Nasrolov, Beavgav the Himutaris Lamedina, Havli Ka Osir Alav, Dover Amutin. It's like a Neder. He asked it on himself, a Dover Amutin. But a Neder you could undo with Hataras Nidarm, you could undo with a She'ela on the Neder. There's no lashon of Kabbalah say neder, and yet, but it works midin neder. It's not that it's an actual neder; it works midin neder. The sheet of the Truma Sakri, which is printed in the back of the Ketos HaChoshen, Truma Sakri in Siman Aleph writes that it's not a din ne'emanos nor a din neder. It's a din in an haga klapei atzma. That if you know the truth, then you are bound by what you believe to be true. He writes, when a woman says, I'm an Isha Zish, the reason she's Asura is not because we believe her, because since, she, according to what she's saying, she can't get married to anybody else. Imagine, let's say you know for sure, let's say a woman knows for sure that she's married, but nobody else knows. Everyone who was there, it was a destination wedding on some island, and there were Edim, there were Kasher, and there was a Minyan, and then there was a storm, Rahman al-Tzlan, and she's the only survivor. So she's the only one that knows that she was married. There's no proof that she was married, no one saw it, it was top secret, right? She's the only one that knows that that she was married. Is she allowed to get married? Is she allowed to well, let's assume that the husband's alive, right? Is she allowed to, but he's in a coma somewhere, right? So is she allowed to marry somebody else? So of course not. She knows that she's married. But no one else knows. That's Shavi Anafshe. Shavi Anafshe means, I believe it to be true. And if I believe it to be true, then if I'm a religious Jew, I have to follow the halacha of what's true, of what the halacha should be, when I believe it to be true. Meaning, if I'm convinced that something is treif, even if the greatest rabbis in the world are telling me that it's kosher, but I know that it's treif, I can't eat it. So that's Shavi Anafshe. That's how the Truma Sakri understands. Nafkamina might be, let's say you know the truth, but you had said Shavi Anafshe, meaning a woman had said that she's an Eishes Ish, but she knows that she's really not. So B'Seser, can she be with another man? She won't tell anybody. It will be B'Seser. They know the truth. These two know that. So can you have Bia B'Seser? Or like a woman said she's a Nida. So we said Shavi Anafshe Chetich Disur, she's a Nida. But she and her husband both know that she's not a Nida. So that can have Bia B'Seser. So if it's Midin Neder, you can't. But if it's Midin Amanos, Midin knowing the truth, well then there is whatever she believes to be the truth. Or would it work against Edim? A Neder works even against Edim, because it has nothing to do with Neamanos. It's about accepting a Neder. Neamanos maybe doesn't work against Edim. Would it apply for a Mufla Samach L'ish? Right, a Neder already begins by a Mufla Samach L'ish. Neamanos not. Right, you have all of these Nafkiminis. Okay, so the Shach says, again, you have these all these exceptions, but all the exceptions that the Shach provides over here are exceptions that are based on Shavi Anafshe Chetich D'Isur. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan is an interesting Ha'ara. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that the Mechaber doesn't mention any of this. You know, the Mechaber doesn't mention any of these exceptions, because once the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch were written, everything's a topic of our mission. Because if you give a psak halacha without making sure that it's in agreement with the Rambam or with the Shulchan Aruch, well then you're a Toa B'Dvar Mishnah. So everything's already explicitly written out. Of course, everyone always thought that along the way. Rambam said, you're never going to need another sefer, right? And the kids of Shulchan Aruch, you're never going to need another sefer. Everyone thought that the tour, you're never going to need another sefer. But new shailas come up all the time. Everything can never be written out. Pischei Tshuva in Reish Mem Beis in Sifkat and Ches brings from the Marsha, not Rosh Shulman Eger. Normally on the page of Shulchan Aruch, he's Rosh Shulman Eger, the actual Marsha, that in our generation, those who paskin from the Shulchan Aruch but don't know the background in Shas are making a huge mistake, Yesh Ligor Behem, and he basically says he can't pass from Shulchan Aruch. Ein Marsha Chidush Yagados, Pergimul de Sota, Shekasov B'doros Halalu, Osam Shemar Malach Mitoch Shulchan Aruch, Varei Heim Ein Yodim Tama Inyin, Shel Kal Davar, they don't know the whole Sugya, Im Lo Yidakt Ut Chila B'Davar Mitoch HaTalmud Shushim Shtabini Chamim, Ta'us Nafal Bara Asam, that if they're not careful to make sure that they know the sugya well, then all their haros are betos, v'ayim b'chal mevali olam. They're destroying the world. V'lchein yesh ligor behen. V'efshar d'davka b'zman harav marsha, shalo yadayin shul chibur ala shulchan aruch. He says, that was probably true. When you opened up a shulchan aruch, the whole shulchan aruch was one volume, and all it had was the mechaber and the ramah. Okay, so then, obviously it would be a big mistake. A big limit zchus, basically, says that because we have all the nosei kelim now, you can pass straight from Shulchan Aruch. I was very surprised when we were with Rav Reisman exactly 1 week ago today, when he said that Rav Pam told him not to learn Beis Yosef. I thought, how do you learn halacha without learning Beis Yosef? How do you not know the whole sugya? So Reisman said, I don't know that Rav Palm said that to other people. Maybe he just thought, I can't handle Beis Yosef. And I was thinking, no, probably what he thought was that Rabbi Reisman already knows all the Gemaras. And the Beis Yosef points you to the basic Gemaras. So which Rishonim do you need to look up? The ones that come up in the Shach and the Taz, the ones that come up on the page. But it's not that he doesn't know the Sukkis, he already knows it. Probably for a Talmud that doesn't know all the Gemaras already, he would probably tell him to learn Beis Yosef. It's got to be, right? It can't just be that Rafam was willing to write off the Beis Yosef, right? It's not Shaykh. Then the Shach concludes Os Aleph by saying that that even though we have all these exceptions, if the first one was passing Mishum Siyag V'Geder and not as a Psak Halacha, right, then it's then you follow that Psak. Now, Rav Vadya writes, let's just as an example, Rav Moshe has certain things in halacha that sound almost like he's making his own gezeirah, right? Heating up water in an urn before Shabbos, right? So Rav Moshe writes that you should make sure it's already fully heated up before Shabbos. That you plug in the urn long enough before Shabbos that the water is fully heated. Because what happens if it's not fully heated? And then when Shabbos starts, you take a little water out. So now you're being mamayit the amount of water in the urn. And microphone? Is there a... Oh, I could move myself. So you're good.
I'll move this one too.
So you're being mamayit the amount of you thought you had a good seat. You're being mamayit the amount of water in the urn, and therefore it's going to cook faster. So it's going to can you still see? Yeah. And therefore it's going to cook faster. So there's no such gzeirah d'rabbanan. Rav Moshe made a gzeirah d'rabbanan. For example, Rav Vadya writes, now, whenever you use a warming blanket or anything else on Shabbos, Rav Moshe says that you have to cover the dial. Cover the dial on a warming blanket? There's no gar v'katam on a warming blanket. Maybe he says you have to cover the dial. So Rav Vadya says, it's an eitzah tova. Chacham nowadays can't make gezeiros. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sim Reish Mem Beis, of Samach Beis, a similar idea, that you can't make gezeiros mishum siyag together in our times at all. You can give an eitzah tova. So what does the Shach mean over here? That if you're asking a chacham and it was mishum siyag together, he probably means that it's true. I'm not allowed to make a gedder or a siyag for Klal Yisrael, but for a guy that's asking a shayla, I'm allowed to say, for you, I'm allowed to think in my mind that for this person, this is the answer that he needs to hear. For the person who's asking a shayla, tell him that he shouldn't do it. That's probably what he means by siyag together. that you could certainly utilize the fifth Shulchan Aruch to advise people properly. Tons of examples of that, right, where people ask something where you just say, not the right thing to do.
As a practical etza, if Rebbe knows that someone's asking a shayla, and for that person you're going to be machmir, mitam, this person, but you, it's a common shayla and someone else may ask, how do you avoid that they may talk and...
You can't really avoid it. I mean, it happens all the time, right? People will tell you, I asked Rav Moshe the same shayla, and he said something else. So there are multiple explanations why that happens. One is this, that sometimes he's, you know, just like Rabbi Reisman tells the name of Rav Pam, don't teach Tanakh, don't teach Halacha, don't teach Gemara, teach Talmidim. That's a derech and psak also. Don't paskin Halacha, paskin the person. Right? That was Rav Shlomo Zalman versus Rav Eliashiv in terms of derech and psak. Rav Eliashiv never paskin the person. Rav Eliashiv always paskin the shayla. And Rav Shlomo Zalman paskin the person. Rav Shlomo Zalman, let's see, it's a young person, it's a person who's... not so from, very from, whatever the situation, sensitive situation, whereas Rav Eliashiv, whatever you tell me, whatever factors you input into the computer, you know, you'll get the answer. The other explanation as to why that happens, by the way, which maybe we'll talk about tomorrow a little bit, I don't think we can get to today, is there may have been only one Sad L'Hakel in today's Shaila, but in yesterday's Shaila there were three sniffing. Even though the core shayla is exactly the same. Because it's a complicated calculus when it comes to this kind of thing.
Doesn't sometimes make the rabbi look less ne'eman or less good because he has conflicting psukim? Like, how do you deal with
that? Yeah, you have to be careful about that. You know, take Hilchos Nida, right? Like we've spoken about a million times. If someone has OCD, you have to paskin differently for them than some. Because the words that they're saying mean something else. They don't mean what they're saying. They mean, if they say, I think I saw it, it means that there's like a 0% chance that it was there. Whereas other people say, I think I saw something else. It's a suffix. So they may talk to each other, I thought I saw also. I thought it. What can you do? I don't know. It's not always helpful to say exactly why. Right, especially with OCD. Right, that's the advice we got from the psychologist and from Stipler, who was a very great psychologist in this issue, is that you have to say, why? Because I'm the rabbi. That's why. Right. With other people, it doesn't work so much. You know, nor is it appropriate necessarily. Right, the derech of chachamim is to explain and to write tshuvas and to okay. Pischi Tshuva points out in Sifkat in Yedzayin that sometimes you can't tell if the Rav is a Tov B'Dvar Mishnah or a Tov B'Shigla Das. Right, if let's say a Rav says you can't put a potato kugel on top of a challah pot on Shabbos. Why do you say that? Why do you say you can't put the potato kugel on top of the challah pot? So it could be because he thinks that Yesh B'Shalach or B'Shal B'Davar Yavish. In which case, he's wrong. Right? There's no bishlach, akar bishlach b'davar yavish. Or he may think that an oily kugel is a davar lach. That it's like oily enough that it's a davar lach. That's a shikla das. How much oil is there? How wet is it? How moist is this? So you don't know. You don't know whether he made a talus b'davar mishnah or a talus b'shikla das. You don't know what was going through the rabbi's mind. So he writes, "Kasav b'sefer levushei sarat siman kofal v'zel shon chacham sha'asar is a davar v'yesh b'davar who base time in lahatriv v'tam echon nistar midvar mishnah v'tam base nistar mishikla das." There were two possible reasons why he could have said treif. One of them is against the dvar mishnah, the other one is against the shikla das. What would you say in that case? What assumption would you make? I would think there's another halacha. But you have to be done with kaf schus a person. So if the person is tamed dvar mishnah, the person is tamed shikla das, more likely that it's tamed dvar mishnah, and then it's tamed shikla das. You know, be choshe the rabbi, the shaylus, that he's tamed dvar mishnah.
Depends on his track record.
Okay. Then you stop asking him shaylus if he has a track record. Okay. The sugi the alma nearly dim yoda achach mei mishnah lo yitra frak mei atam beis ein ze kim tos shikla das vein chaveri yochla hatir. Aber ich da wie ich habe ja mir so genial mal wie ich mach was da mach so gut aus mit war mischna habe ich da was war mischna wie auch la latiren Vechadza b'shneim yeshu sabik ma'dino. Mitzad ha-svara nira, de'ein dino rak ketova b'shikol adas. Mitzad ha-svara, you'd say, that he has a din of ketova b'shikol adas. Ayin shvus Yaakov, bechad sheshol shlucho el amore v'horo lo lesor b'hanoa, v'zorek shlucho as a meichel li'ibud. A guy sent a shliach, and the posik said it's also bad now, so the shliach threw out the food. V'achar kach no d'shata b'dvar mishnah. Who has to pay? In mamoro or shliach hayon l'shalim v'posik d'shneim p'tur. Then either one has to pay. Okay, it's not a separate issue. One last thing for today, and that is hefsid merubah. So in Oz Gimel, he discusses hefsid merubah. We discussed it the other day, yesterday, 2 days ago. Then the Pesach Tshuva discusses, the Pesach Tshuva talks about in Siman Lamed Aleph, right? We discussed this once, so maybe we'll just chazir over quickly when it comes to Hafsim Ruba, right? There were two diunim on Hafsim Ruba. So the Pesach Tshuva is stuck in Hilchos Treifos. That if you're on Hilchos Treifos, you never know. But it's a chash of a Pesach Tshuva. About the particular halach was a nekev b'krum shalmah, that there was a hole in the outer shell of the brain. So it's machlok saposkim, whether it's a treifa, and the halachas were mekel behefsim meruba. So Pesach Tshuva quotes that there are two machlokas from Akiva Eger and others. So similar to Melech Simchat and Beis, looking at Pesach Tshuva there, he writes in the name of the Har HaKarmel first, that the Nachla Shiva, Simon Nun Hei, gives a klal that hefsid yoser mishtus, the keren is mikri hefsim meruba. That any hefsid that's more than 1/6 of the keren, that's how you define hefsim meruba. Right, if you're looking for exact definitions, how much is a hefsid merubah? So he says, that's how much, 1/6. So the Har HaKarmel himself says, that's ridiculous. You're going to tell me that once, the shaila is about a bar of chocolate. The whole bar of chocolate costs 89 cents. So you can tell me 1/6 of that is hefsid merubah, and I have another shaila about a bar of gold. That's the same thing, and it's a little less than 1/6. So that's not Epsom Aruba. So he says, "V'hel a day unless a davar katzel klal." There is no davar katzel. V'akol lefi reis ra'osei nehamora lefi ha'is v'azman lefi adam shehefsu shalo im legabei Epsom Aruba kevsom Aruba. It depends how rich the person is. It depends about the particulars of the situation. One of the early poskim says that you have to throw out a chicken liver, that's hefsid merubah. Today you throw out a whole chicken, is not hefsid merubah. Throw a bunch of chicken is probably not hefsid merubah. Throw out a chicken liver is hefsid merubah. Hakol lefi hamakom hazman. Think about how fortunate we are to live in our generation. But the two in Yanim of Kivega that he quotes in that Pesach Tshuva is, first of all, what if it would not be hefsid merubah for one animal, but you have several animals, and altogether it's hefsid merubah. So do you view each shayla independently? It's the same shayla that came up with all your animals, let's say, with all of your chickens. And the rule is that it's mutar hefsid merubah. So do you say, well, this chicken's not hefsid merubah, that chicken's not hefsid merubah? So do you judge them separately or together? So it assumes that all the questions obviously come up at the same time and they're all the identical shayla. If there are similar shaylas or they come up one day after the other, so then clearly you have to view them separately. And the other more pertinent issue is, what if there's a hefsid merubah for the seller, but not a hefsid merubah for the buyer? The buyer can get the same item somewhere else, so the buyer doesn't really care so much, he doesn't have to buy it. But for the seller, it's his business. If he can't sell what he's got in stock, there was such a shaila that happened a long, long time ago. There was a certain treifa shaila that came up with calves, with milking cows. So a number of the poskim said that it's mutter only b'makom hefsid merubah. Whatever the treifa shayla was, then the surgeries that they gave the cows, I think since then they've changed it or whatever, but whatever it was. So the Chol Yisrael companies were being very makbit that they're not going to use cows that had that surgery, because it's only mutter hefsid merubah, and so why should they? So they were not going to be making. But Ha'olam Cheese had millions of dollars of stock of cheese that was aging and that was from the milk. Now, for them, it would be major hefsid merubah. The company's going to have to throw out $1 million worth of cheese. But for anybody who just, so I'll buy Miller's today. So I'll buy whatever, some other kosher brand of cheese today. Okay, I'm fine with that. Doesn't bother me. I don't need to, or I won't eat cheese. Okay, so my stomach won't hurt so much tonight. Okay, I'll be right? So it wouldn't make such a difference for the buyer. So that was the shaila, whether to rely on Efsim Ruber or not. Ultimately, I think Rebelsky held that even Shlomo Magnus really held that it's not a trade for shaila that you can make, but he managed to commit some of the gedolim to at least assume that it's called Efsim Ruber and that they could be made. So there's a Chuvas Chassam Sofer, or Chaim Sin Hassan Chay, where he says that you can be Mekel. You can make it, Machmir. But Chassam Sofer is Mekel, and that people can buy it. Chassam Sofer seems to say you should tell the people that it's kosher because it's Efsim Ruben. I don't know, you're probably not going to do so much business if you tell people that kosher b'diyeved l'chaladeh. Right? So it's... Later poskim say that Nispashi the minute, like the Chassam Sofer, in the Das Torah, the Marsham says we make it like that, the Vadia, others will make it. But the Das Torah, the Marsham writes that if a person is very careful about things that he eats, then you should warn him. I mean, if you know he's the kind of person that doesn't put anything into his mouth unless, you know, he's checked off every box, you know, and everything is Luchamra, then you should warn him. Like in the five towns now in the Vada Kashrus, we have these. A checklist in the entrance to every restaurant. Is it Chol of Yisrael? Is it Pas Yashan? Is it? And that's the stuff you remember, right? That's stuff you recognize. And it's like, are they makbid no raisins? Are they makbid with something with the salmon? Are they makbid with not red color number or whatever? Are they whatever they have a list of, like Rabbi Forst has a whole bunch of chumras that he thinks are appropriate for his balabatim, and he's an adam gadol, and his balabatim are chashav balabatim. So he said, for his balabatim, these are worthwhile chumras. So let's let people know when these chumras are being observed. So you have a person like that who knows what all those chumras mean, and is careful about them. So then says the das Torah, you have to warn the person. But if somebody is not so machmir, someone it says kosher, it's one of the five kashrus. It's on the CRC list and it says kosher. I don't ask any further questions, which is most people, right? So then you could, we pass on it some soap that's perfectly fine. In Darkei Tshuva, he discusses this. Yeah, he collects tshuvas. It happened all the time, apparently. With kashrus and kelim. Let's say you have a situation where it's mutzav hafsim meruba. So is kashrus and kelim considered hafsim meruba? So if one person's kashrus is okay, no big deal, one person. But the whole community kashrus is okay, is that called Efsim Ruba? That's also an interesting shot. Okay, Bezer Shem, tomorrow we'll try to finish up this shach. Maybe we'll read through a little more quickly. We don't have much more to say. So Bezer Shem, tomorrow we'll discuss Snifim Lahakel and how to deal with Geish Omrims and why the Shulchan Aruch always quotes a Yesh Mekilin and a Yesh Ostrim and Baitin Zarais and Baitin Zarabanan. So Bezer Shem, we'll try to get to that tomorrow, and that'll be the last year of these month. So see everyone in tomorrow first, and then the next year. Bezer Shem. And I'm going to write up a